New Hampshire poll, Trump leads Haley by double digits. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on January 22, 2024. Former President Donald Trump is leading former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley by double digits in New Hampshire. According to the final Emerson College polling /WHDH, released ahead of Tuesday's primary. The survey found Trump leading with support from half of New Hampshire's likely presidential primary voters, 50%. Haley comes in 15 points behind, with 35% support. According to the survey, this reflects a 6-point jump for Trump from the survey released earlier in January and a 7-point jump for Haley in the same time frame. While Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is included in the survey, garnering 8% support, he is no longer in the race, after suspending his campaign on Sunday and endorsing Trump. Spencer Kimball, executive director of Emerson College Polling, said Trump holds nearly 2/3 of support among registered Republican voters in the primary, leading Haley 65% to 23%. Haley, however, has a 14-point advantage among independent voters. The survey was taken January 18 to 20, 2024, among 1,140 New Hampshire likely presidential primary voters. It has a +/2.8% margin of error, but it was fielded, notably, after DeSantis dropped out of the presidential race, ultimately endorsing Trump. It is clear to me that a majority of Republican primary voters want to give Donald Trump another chance, DeSantis said before endorsing Trump. While I've had disagreements with Donald Trump, such as on the coronavirus pandemic and his elevation of Anthony Fauci, Trump is superior to the current incumbent Joe Biden. That is clear. I signed a pledge to support the Republican nominee, and I will honor that pledge, he said. He has my endorsement because we can't go back to the old Republican guard of yesteryear, a repackaged form of warmed-over corporatism that Nikki Haley represents, DeSantis added. Watch, Ron DeSantis drops out of GOP primary, endorses Trump. Haley, however, has shown no signs of dropping out, cheekily telling supporters on Sunday, "May the best woman win."